มา
บมาปีเทมาจโนกะบมาปีรุมา
That was a father from one of nine Burmese families who are now making a life for themselves in the Czech Republic. He explains how he fled his country after coming under suspicion from the ruling military regime of having helped rebels. The 43 Burmese refugees from the Chin ethnic group are the first to be offered asylum in the Czech Republic under a project organized with the United Nations.Another group should follow soon. Director of the Burma Center in Prague, Sabe Amthor So, has been closely involved in the project and helping families settle in. I asked her, first of all, who the refugees are and why they fled their homeland.
Chins belong to one of the seven major ethnic groups in Burma, and like other ethnic groups, they are... very often a target of the Burmese army, not only because of their political activities, but also because they belong to Christian religious groups. And Burmese army try to Burmanize these ethnic groups by forcing them to convert into Buddhism. Or these people are often victims of the Burmese army to work forced labor for constructions of the army needs, roads and army camps.
The families that have come to the Czech Republic, how did they get out of Burma, and where did they go first of all?
In fact, the Burmese who left Burma often go to the neighboring country because this is the first destination where they can reach. The refugees who came to the Czech Republic run away from Burma up to Malaysia.
And many of these families were waiting a long time before they could get a host country, such as the Czech Republic?
Yes, some people have to wait up to 10 years. There are a lot of cases that children were born in the refugee camps and they have never visited a school until they are resettled to another host country.
When they were told that they were coming to the Czech Republic, did they have much of an idea what to expect?
As far as I am informed, the refugees who had been selected to be resettled into the Czech Republic were provided a kind of like a short course of orientation about the Czech Republic and about the Czech culture and the conditions of life in the Czech Republic. I would say that this was very brief and very little, and for the people who have never experienced similar things inside Burma nor in Malaysia, I assume that they didn't have any proper idea what was ahead of them. When they arrived, they were accommodated in a facility run by the Ministry of Interior of the Czech Republic up to 8 months, where they learned the Czech language, and at the same time they were informed about the daily routines of the other people, other Czech people.
And where are most of these families now? Are they in one group or are they dispersed a bit? Or
they were not able to stay in one place. It was all the refugees' families were provided so-called integration flats owned by the municipalities, and these flats are very rare in the Czech Republic, and there was no possibility to accommodate them in one town or one location. Nevertheless, the ministry tried their best to accommodate them in one region. So most of them are accommodated now in the southern Moravia or in Vysočina area, the fathers, and only one family was left in the Bohemia area close to Pojibrady.
What have been some of the biggest problems for these families?
There are a series of problems because of the big differences of in their social cultural background. Of course, Burmese people are used to eating rice on a daily basis, and here rice is quite expensive, so their diet habits are also not very much economical for the Czech conditions. Second thing is, of course, the weather. They don't have experience how to dress in for winter, and when they arrive during winter months, it has been quite tough for them to learn how to wear socks and how to wear proper shoes when they go out. Another thing is the cultural differences. Of course, in Burma, people are still receiving foreigners as guests. Here, the situation is a little bit different, and the Czech society is also not very much familiar with different foreign cultures, particularly why these refugees ended up in this country and why we have to provide them some help.
Have any of them succeeded in getting jobs or integrating in some sort of sense in that way?
Most refugee parents are now working in cooperation with the labor offices. They got some subsidies to employ the refugees, even though their language knowledge or other professional knowledge are not yet sufficient to get a normal employment. So most of these people are now working. Of course, the question is how they will continue after this subsidy will finish.
And are the children adapting maybe better than the parents? How is it for them?
Children are much faster, much faster learners concerning the language. The smaller, the better. The smaller children are now very capable to communicate in the Czech language. Of course, they also had to learn a lot of new things, like, as I say, the diet habits, how to eat together with other students at schools, because they have never experienced how a European dish looks like and in which order you have to eat. So, for example, small children were eating fruit dumplings together with potato soup, and the teachers were totally shocked. So these are things what children also had to learn.
Do the families believe that they will be here in the Czech Republic more or less forever, or do they in some way hope that one day when the worst is over that they will go back?
Well, it will depend on them. It will be definitely individual decisions, but I myself would be happy if some of them could contribute back into the recovery process of Burma once the country is free and democratic. As far as I know, they all miss Burma, they all miss their relatives, their friends, and they all miss their food, their country, their homeland. I'm quite sure that some of them may definitely want to return, but the most important thing is how they will make use of their present stay in the Czech Republic, where they are free and they can learn a lot from practically what democracy means.